Hi guys, welcome back to the Embassy Show, where your dreams come true.
Cap.
Yeah, that's Cap.
Yo. Everyone watches it. So, yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. My like, oh, damn. Oh, no. But, yeah. Yeah, we have Andres.
Yeah.
We have Brandon.
Yo, hello.
Oh, yes, I know, guys. You missed Andres so much right now.
You miss me, guys?
No. I didn't even receive a DM about you. No, I'm playing.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Hey, yo. Okay. Let's call that.
No. I love my two friends. Don't worry.
So yeah, basically, okay. Vamos a hacer un resumen de todo esto. Like a summary. Mm-hmm. So basically, esto, yeah. Hubo un police chase at, like, desde Tampa all the way hasta aquí. Four Corners, yep. Like, Four Corners celebration. Y, yeah, it was pretty crazy. Hay un señor en el hospital de gravedad. Has serious injuries right now. And why I feel like I'm in the news, like I'm watching the TV, like it's a camera. I'm like, oh yes, like reading the script.
Another dude, yeah. Eminem just died, shit like that. Yeah.
But Reporter, yeah. Basically, that's pretty much it. Yeah, un accidente ahí, three guys arrested, and yeah.
Yep.
Thanks for watching the Embassy Show news.
The Embassy Show news. Wow!
Thanks for watching the Embassy Show news, and we just leave the recording.
Imagine
like 2 minutes and shit.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, man.
No, because I thought you were talking about like that happened inside of Walmart. I'm like,
that's yeah, me too. I thought they were like chasing each other, like tagging them in the Walmart. I was like, wait,
yeah,
wait, tagging like.
Yeah, I thought they were like chasing each other, like they were just running around.
No.
The cops were trying to catch them.
That would be pretty scary, bro. Super
that scary. That would be like just running around.
Yo, I was listening to George Janko, to a blogger, and he literally said that never go to a Walmart in California.
Yeah, they don't even have that menu.
Never.
Yeah.
Just go to Target.
Yeah.
Target's
where it's at, I guess.
Target. Yeah.
Wait, Target has groceries, right?
Yeah.
I've been in Target in everything. A while. Everything.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Target in a while.
Yeah, okay, so get used to that because everything that we're gonna buy is gonna back in Miami. That's everything that we're gonna buy. We're gonna straight to Target.
I think Target is like the least dangerous one because when you go to Walmart, like I see some shit in Walmart.
Yeah, and there's always those people outside like begging for money and stuff.
Yeah,
stealing. Yo, guys, literally, George Janko just went to Walmart, let's say Walmart, and yo, he just went there, and he had to pass the Walmart was inside an AutoZone,
okay,
like combined.
Oh, an AutoZone.
Yeah, like what the like
what?
He need to like get first to AutoZone, and then there's like a back door that goes to Walmart.
That goes to Walmart. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Oh my gosh.
And that's the only entrance.
Yeah, they got one like that on 192, but like that's one way to get in. Well, it's not like an AutoZone in the back. It's like Walmart's own like little shop.
Oh yeah, the car shop. Yeah.
Yeah, and then in the back you can go in the store.
Damn.
Yeah.
But yeah, they said that like Walmart in California are like pretty dangerous, dangerous. They probably are. Like yo.
Yeah.
It's not like here, like everything is calm.
No, here's crazy.
No. But they actually like rob you and everything. Like there's like crazy ass people in the parking lot just waiting for you.
Bro, mm-hmm. I never was afraid to go to Walmart until I saw like a news that was like a shooting in Walmart. I was like, fuck
yeah.
That was like
last year. At one point, yeah, like last year or 2 years ago, there was like three shootings in Walmart, and like it was a thing, and then they were like Florida's next, but it never happened, thank God.
Yeah,
it's like the case of the rapper, the baby, that he was involved in like a shooting Walmart. I'm like, who the fuck wants you in Walmart? Like, what are you gonna win in Walmart? Yeah, like,
I don't even know.
Three milks and shit. Like, nah.
Three milks.
Yeah, three milks.
Tres leches.
Tres leches. Yo.
If you I don't know, shoot a Target. I'm not saying you have to, but if you do it,
I mean, it's called Target, so it's like not playing.
you see the logo? It's like, come on, you can do it.
It's just the center of the building.
Yeah, but it's like, oh my god, no, Florida's getting like fucked up now. It's worse.
Florida, it's like statistically, Florida's like, I think it's like two or something. Like, it's the most dangerous state, or the state with the most crime.
Yeah, really? And one of the worst states.
We're one of the worst. I'm gonna say we're definitely top five the worst states in America.
We're top 10.
Wild. Yeah, we're probably top 10.
I mean, come on. I call it bipolar for some reason because
Florida's just crazy in general. Yeah. With weather, with crime.
No, and right now with the whole COVID shit, like now the parks are open, and people are like going without masks. Uh-huh. I'm like, dude, like quarantine is done, but the COVID still is here.
You gotta be careful,
especially especially what happened to Donald Trump, that he had COVID.
Exactly.
Like, damn.
Yo, bro, Alaska is the
Alaska. I was like, that's the most peaceful. Most peaceful. Because I never see something.
Wait. Oh, that was backwards. Wait.
What?
Oh, okay. So Maine is the. Wait. Oh my god. Wait,
are you sure it's Maine?
Wait.
I forgot that was a state. I forgot that was a thing.
There's Chicago, the most dangerous.
Oh yeah, Chicago's definitely there for sure, bro. 100%.
Compton, Los Angeles. There's
hell yeah.
I think it's Brooklyn. No, I think it's the Bronx. I don't know which one. This is New York. Yeah.
Manhattan. I hear Manhattan's no joke.
Yeah, they don't sleep. Oh, like, okay.
I'm from Queens, so I wouldn't. I don't even remember going to Manhattan. I probably was there. I just don't remember.
What else? They say Memphis is one of the dangerous ones.
Oh, Tennessee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Orleans.
Let me see. Most dangerous state.
I mean, I'm from Venezuela, so like
the US.
The whole country is like dangerous, so I cannot tell
dangerous,
you.
Dangerous, yeah.
Yeah, I cannot tell you like which state is the most dangerous in Venezuela. Every single
Alabama. Place. And we're third. Yeah.
Wait, Alabama.
Yeah, we're third.
Alabama. In Florida and Pennsylvania.
Are the worst?
Yeah.
Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
That's odd.
Huh. That is kind of odd.
Yeah.
Wait, so what are the top three in order? Like, which one's first?
Yeah.
Alabama?
Alabama, then Florida.
So Pennsylvania's number one?
Missouri, Michigan, Maryland, Tennessee. Yeah, that's it. And New Jersey.
So we're second.
Who's second?
Wow.
Oh, wait. I was looking at the most safest. Oh, no, never mind. Oh, cities.
What, the most safest? Yeah, Compton. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so most dangerous. Okay, Missouri, Washington. This is not in order. California, Alaska, Washington, Oregon, Iowa,
Alabama.
Iowa. I don't give a fuck. Okay, sorry, guys. Sorry.
Iowa,
stupid.
No. Sorry, guys. No quiero ofender a la gente de allí or nothing like that, so I'm sorry.
Who's hearing you from Iowa? That's a question.
Bro, legit, I was looking at the demographics with Brandon, and there's like, bro,
yeah.
Literally. There are people hearing you from Iowa?
No, bro, for Ireland. Ireland.
Ireland?
Like, Ireland. What? And Germany.
Germany.
Yeah. For real?
Yeah. Yeah.
Germany, man. Where else? I forgot.
Bro. Worldwide, bro.
Where's Illinois?
Mr. Worldwide.
I wonder.
Where's those people, huh?
Where's those people? Mr. Worldwide.
Germany? Whack.
Bro, I forgot what the percentage of California was. Do you remember?
What? Percentage of what?
California.
Like viewers from there that are watching the show.
I don't even know. I need to check, but I don't think I can right now.
Yeah, after the cast.
Yeah, and I will send the demographics to you guys. Bro, that sounds so professional, like the demographics.
Okay, I got
this. I know. I remember when you first told me that. I was like, wait a minute. The demographics. Yeah.
But yeah.
Yo, one question.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you guys think is like the most safest place here in Florida? Here in Florida.
Well, it's definitely not Miami.
San Petersburg or San Agustin.
All right.
Definitely.
St. Augustine. Or Manatee County. It's like by the beach.
Oh yeah.
That's one of the beaches I go to. Bro, that place is so peaceful because it's like, I mean, it's a lot of tourists, of course, but like there's like you see people that are from there.
Oh yeah.
And it's safe. Like it doesn't really look like anything happens down there.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
It's pretty safe. Too,
but
it's pretty safe.
St. Augustine is nice.
Me personally, I have to say Celebration. Because I went like
Celebration. Yeah, Celebration. Yeah. Definitely.
No, not Celebration. I'm tired. I'm talking about Celebration. I'm talking about like that place.
Oh yeah, like, no, nothing there happened there.
Like every time I go there, like the people like you know mind their own business and all that shit. Especially when you go to Starbucks, because like when I go to Starbucks, they always gonna be like a Karen, like I call it Karen. this drink is not like I used to drink and all that. I'm like fuck. But when I go to the Celebration, they're like all calm, all shit. I'm like, wait, what the fuck is going on?
They're like, you want more sugar? Yeah. Are you sure?
Are you sure? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And the people, like the majority of the people who live there are American, gringos. You don't see Latinos. Mm. You don't see Asian. You barely see people outside the United States. I'm like, wow.
I'm not that, believe it or not, bro, I'm not that familiar with Celebration.
I mean, if you want to visit Celebration, I'll recommend it.
Yeah, bro.
Especially the arcade.
Gotta go down there.
Shit,
arcade? What?
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Inside the plaza, there's a pizzeria, there's arcades, there's stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There's everything. Like
the mall?
ATM. Yeah, no, it's not like, yeah, it's like a mini mall. Okay. And that's
lit. Oh, yeah, I heard the pizzas and the ice creams are so good in there, bro. So good, dude. Like, yo.
I wish this podcast was sponsored by Upper Crust to make a shout out, but nah. Oh,
that's what it's called, Upper Crust?
Yeah, shout out to Upper
Guys, Crust. Do you ever saw? No. I'm going to get monetized. Never mind.
Never mind.
But yeah, if you want to visit one,
let me save that.
If you want to visit Celebration, you know.
Yeah, just go.
It's a good place.
Yeah,
it's a good
place. Go.
For sure, bro. It's not too far. It's like 45 minutes away from Kissimmee.
Yeah.
45?
Yeah.
How far?
No, it's not that far.
Where I live
from
like
Kissimmee?
Really? Where I live is 30 minutes. So half an hour.
Depending on the traffic.
Yeah, depending on the traffic. And yeah. Because I live in Plaza Sol. I live in like
I know where that is.
Plaza Sol.
I pass by there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Plaza Sol. They don't know me, but hey, shout out.
Shout out.
Yeah.
And talking about places, guys.
What?
Come on, ya queda poco. IGTV series, let's go.
I mean, come on, that's great.
Yeah,
that's the only place donde te vas a sentir super cómodo viendo nuestras series de IGTV en Instagram, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Se van a reír so much, like you don't imagine.
Bro, I'm gonna be like a porn star actor because I'm a shady actor. I'm a shitty actor. Do you ever saw those?
Dude, you put a lamp over your head and you're just hiding. You're like, where are
yeah, I'm
you?
A lamp. Yeah. No, you ever saw those videos where like they first acting, they're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yo. Like, I saw a video.
I?
Like a porno and all that. Bro, and I saw a video and it was like, that's a meme. I saw it on Instagram.
Yeah.
And yo, And the girl was like, "Oh, I like those pants." And he's like, no, those are shorts."
No, it's like a video that I saw. It's like, I see you don't have no water in this beach. This is not a beach. This is tough. And I was like,
"Oh yeah, I saw so many memes on Instagram.
Yeah, I was like, "What?"
I saw one. I saw one piece of European porn. Mm-hmm. It's a meme. I saw the meme. It's a video. God. It's a guy. He's a robber. He's like robbing some girl's pant.
Oh goes, yep.
And the girl was like, "What are you doing?" And the, and the robber was like, "Please don't call the police. I don't want to go to jail." And the girl was like,
"You have to do something then."
Yeah. He like, and she like, "Pull out your cock." And then like the YMCA song comes and like, "Oh, what God. The fuck,
bro?"
YMCA.
Bro, that's crazy. Like, imagine like that happening like in real life. Being like, "Oh, so you want to have sex? Oh,
yeah. You want my panties? Sure. You want to have sex?
Yeah, sure. Why not?"
Yeah, imagine you're getting robbed, and then that just happens. It's like, well,
bro, I like the acting of the porn, because like usually like when you
it's so funny. Because
usually when you see a porn, they're into it, like doing the blowjobs and other shit. But we see the full video.
Yo, okay.
Oh, hear me out.
You're going too far.
Yeah.
You're going too far.
The monetize.
The monetize. Yo, that's...
Yo, but when you hear... Come you on. See the full video.
Bro, kids watch this.
They're going to be like, "What's that?"
Oh God! Yo, you're gonna, like, bro, you're gonna get hate.
The demographics, man. Think about it.
Yo, imagine 30 random kids just texting.
What's a VJ?
They hacked into our group chat and they're like, "Hey, man, brosi,
pasporti."
I mean, bro, let's be honest. Like, kids now, they know what's sex. So what the fuck? We're not like in
Pretty
the
much.
80s. Bro. We're not in the 80s. We're gonna be like.
The 80s.
You have to be 18 to jack off. Like, bro, like, nah. that's old school. That's old school. Nowadays, you see, like, fucking kids, like, commenting,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, that's fact. Like, that's true. Everyone, like, knows what everything is, you know?
Especially kids, like, commenting to, like, people, like, Pokimane or those, like, dots. Like, "Oh, my gosh, you're so fucking beautiful. I'm gonna jack..." Like, fuck out of here.
Oh my God, yours.
Bro, do you see these comments? Oh man. Especially like girls that like have like big boobs and meet a big ass. They're like, there's like 14-year-old, 12-year-old kids like, "Oh my fucking God, my dick is so hard." I'm like, "Bro, you're 12. Come on, bro. You're 12. Go play Minecraft so like that Roblox.
Come on, bro. Just focus on yourself, bro. Like, your mom is calling you, bro."
It's time.
Just turn around, bro. Just turn around.
Like, turn around. It's time for dinner, bro.
Come on. You're gonna...
It's time for dinner.
Yeah. But yeah, like...
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like, that's, like, what I'm saying. Like, if you see the full video...
It's time for dinner. But yeah. Come on, son. Tackle pastor, bro.
Yeah. So when you see the full video... Acting is fucked.
Like, it could be a normal stream, and then like these 12-year-olds comment, and then everyone's like arguing in the chat, and then it's a whole mess.
Yeah.
On Twitch.
Yeah. Yo.
I like the new YouTube drama right now. Like the ones who's like involved in the drama are the fans, not the creators. I like that. Like, it's really? Like the creators like relax and watching all this shit happen while they find like, "Oh no, you hate Pokemon. Oh, you like Pokemon. I'll fucking kill you." What the fuck is going on?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I saw this drama that happened with Keemstar. You know who Keemstar is?
Yep.
That he was like, he rated Pokemon 2 out of 10. I don't know what was it. And a lot of people came like, "Ah, you're a pedophile and all that. Da, da. She's way prettier than you," and some shit like that. And it was like 14-year-old kids. So I was like,
"Yeah, they're probably."
And
kids.
I'm fucking laughing. I'm like, "Dude, like, not even Pokemon came to defend herself. No, like 14-year-old, 13-year-old kid, like defending like a grown woman. Like, what the fuck?
Oh,
like that's so cringe. But at the same time, it's funny to me." especially the people who like comment like, "Oh, Pokemon is so hot. Oh, Pokemon is so beautiful," and then they go to another like a streamer that they're doing like their normal day job. "Oh, you're not like Pokemon. Show your tits." I'm like, bro, that's like, dude, what do you want to show his dick or something? Yeah. To get like banned?
Oh god.
To get banned?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like apparently you cannot show your body in Twitch, but there's some people who show their tits and that's okay. I'm like, okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, for real.
I can
for real.
Bro, I can imagine Andrew just giving like a thumbs up.
Yep.
Like, oh yeah, up. Great.
All right, great.
Okay, that's good.
can you turn around, please?
Oh, that's more. Okay, bye. Be banned.
Nice. Banned. Demonetized.
Yeah, all the money for me. But yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, let me see your profile side.
Let me see that side. That left side. Yeah. I'm gonna get so much hate when I go to YouTube. I'm gonna get some hate, bro. I'm gonna get some drama.
Oh, wait, you're gonna make a YouTube channel?
I mean...
You're thinking about it because of me, because of Giancarlo Dobrik.
No, I'm saying. I used to have a YouTube channel.
Wait, what? You never told me that.
Because that's really? One of my darkest secrets.
Darkest?
Yeah.
Bro, now everyone knows.
Yeah,
like,
right
viewers
now,
don't...
I rebuild it. But I don't give a fuck. Okay, so
yes.
2014.
Search out for Andres Montilla and if you found the YouTube channel, DM me.
No.
You get a gift card if you find it.
Yeah, be quick.
Hear me out. It was 2014, 15, I don't remember. So me and one of my friends, we decided, hey, we're going to do like a YouTube channel. So I was like, okay, cool. So what are we going to play? And he's like, we're going to play Five Nights at Freddy's. So I'm like, I don't think so. I want to play.
Damn.
Yo, you, oh my
God. That was
God.
A long ass time ago.
Yeah.
Bro, you know, I will remember and like, what I remember now, like, I had a YouTube channel, but I don't know the name of it. Like, I completely, like, bro, that was 2013, I'm talking right? about.
Oh, my God.
Yo. Remember that song, the, what does the fuck say?
You did that?
Yeah. Like a dance.
Bro, at least I did something that was popular. And the fuck song, like, 2012, early 2013.
And
it was so good about it. They ruined it.
Yeah, it got ruined. Bro, at first, you know, being a kid, I was like, oh, you know, it's a cool song. It's a funny little thing. Bro, literally a week after that song came out, I was done. I was like, I can't do it anymore, man. This song
like,
everywhere.
I heard it the first time. I was like, okay, that's just lit. If they want to see an NTV, they play like three times. I was like,
literally,
fuck that song. It's like the,
yeah, it
it's
got
like the Watch Me Whip. When he went to a Nickelodeon.
Oh my god, that's so annoying. Bro, that song is so annoying. So
yeah. Dude, I remember actually watching that, bro, and I threw my remote.
Huh? No, for real.
I remember watching that on TV, and like I got so mad. I threw my remote. I was like, I can't, man.
No, it's because, like, when I came to the United States again, that song was popping here, and I was like, okay, I'm hearing it. And then when you see a Nickelodeon, do the wee-wee dance, and I'm like, fuck the wee-wee.
Oh yeah,
it's like the juju on the beat. When I heard the shit, I was like, "Oh, that shit is lit." And then when I see like a bunch of people doing the dance like wrong, like hitting the folk, like hitting their stuff in the chest, I'm like, "Bro, fuck that, cut it out." I used to dance, but it was in 2007, 2008 when Soulja Boy was popping, when he did the Soulja Boy.
Oh, Soulja Boy, yeah.
Yo.
I did that shit. I had a video of that, but I deleted it because I was so French. So I was like, fuck, nope.
Guys, now that we're traveling back in time, what do you, like, who was your first love in middle school?
My first love in middle school?
Yeah.
Oh. You want to go Brandon or me?
Middle school.
Any.
You
like,
go, Andreas.
Volunteer, please.
All right. I had...
You go.
I had this crush on this girl named Victoria. She was 3 years older than me.
Okay.
So it was some PE, right? We were playing soccer.
Playing
my team. So I was like doing the whole, I'm going to protect you. I'm not going to let.
Brandon, don't worry, babe. I will protect you.
The soccer ball?
Yeah. It's like,
the volleyball in Venice, in California.
David Dobrik.
Yeah, that's I was like, don't worry, I'm going to protect you. Don't worry. Like, usually, like, because when you play soccer in middle school, they don't kick the ball. They kick the legs and shit. I'm like, I'm going to protect them because I know how they play. So I received like 3 kicks in the balls. Mm-hmm. It hurt, but I protected her. So that's the point.
I protected her.
I lost my kids in the process. Yeah.
But at the end of the game, I asked her, yo, you want to hang out sometime? Like, I don't know, go to the movies. And she's like, nah, I have a boyfriend. I'm like, well, fuck you then.
Yeah, yo, I can imagine
that.
The ball. Tell me,
it was so violent.
But hear me out. But imagine like a 14-year-old kid with squeezy boys. Like, fuck you then. Like, it was like that. It was like, fuck you.
Oh my god.
Like, that profanity. Go to the office and like, fuck you.
You're like, fuck you too,
man. Yeah. And since there, I didn't fall in love.
God. Bro, what about you, Brandon?
Yeah, I actually dated this one girl. It's sixth grade. Her name was Natalie. Mm-hmm. But like, it lasted only like 5 months, if I'm gonna be honest. But like, it was fine because she was like, bro, like a childhood friend. Mm-hmm. Like my family knew her and everything because like I knew her back in kindergarten. Okay. And then like sixth grade, like we started dating and stuff, you know. It was like just regular middle school relationship, you know, just like kind of corny stuff. And then it was corny. Like she there was a Valentine's Day dance going on. And then like she had one of her friends send me a note on paper. And it was like, do you want to go to a dance with me? And it had two boxes. One said yes and one said no. So I already knew who it was from, too, because I looked at her and she smiled. But, like, she didn't look at me. She was using, like, her peripheral vision, and she smiled. So I checked yes, and I gave it back to the kid, and he took it to her. And then she was like, oh, you know, okay, cool. We went into the class. We both had different classes. Oh. And the Valentine's Day dance comes up. It's over there and everything. And then she asked me out, so I was like, to be honest, I was gonna do the same thing, but she did it kind of like at the same time. So I was like, oh, okay. I was like, yeah, sure. And then start dating, this and that, just chilling.
Bro, 5 months everything later,
like broke up.
Yo, everything was so corny back then. Like,
it literally, yeah, bro. Like you your don't first get love and anymore. Everything. Now if you get in a relationship, it's like, normal, you just start talking to someone.
Yeah, like you just go, bro, in middle school, getting out of your class, getting to your other class.
Mm-hmm.
You just go to your class, just waiting for that girl, just waiting to see her.
Bro,
yeah.
And you just see her, just fucking flowers just coming
out. Yo, do you ever fall in love with a
just coming out of thin air?
Hearts just falling off the ceiling.
Do you ever fall in love with a teacher?
Whoa.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because in middle school, there was this teacher. Her name was Miss. I'm sorry, it's Miss.
Oh, Miss. Hold on.
I'm not sus.
Yo,
I'm not sus.
Among us, imposter.
No, I'm not sus, bro. No, I'm not sus. It's Miss.
Yo.
Miss.
Yo,
bro. I'm sorry, bro. This is history, bro. Everyone heard it.
Yes, I'm not gonna delete that. I'm not editing. Fuck, I'm not burning shit.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Bro, it was Miss Gomez, not Miss Gomez.
Miss Gomez.
Miss Gomez. She was Colombian.
Bro, she sounds Peruvian somehow.
She does.
She was Colombian.
Colombiana. Yeah.
Let me see that Colombiana.
Colombian girls aren't that bad, man.
Like, hey, no, shoot. They're pretty fine.
Yeah, pretty good, man.
Yeah, what's up? Shout out to Daniela. That's my.
Wait, what the?
Yeah, I'm confused. What just happened?
My homegirl, Daniela.
Okay. Hola, Daniela.
Nah. I thought that was a teacher. I was like, wait, you got a first name?
Yeah, I'm like, yo, chill out.
Yo.
2 weeks later, we see Andres back in jail. And the teacher too.
During the
same juvenile prison.
She was a substitute teacher. She was a substitute.
Oh, she was a substitute. He was a substitute teacher.
I'm dead. That's worse. You just see it one day.
Can I explain my fucking story?
I can't breathe. Yo.
More jail time.
More jail time. Hey.
Oh, yeah. What? I was like 15. I was 15. She was like,
oh my God.
It's my fault. She was like,
oh, God.
And she was single. So I was like, should I or should I? Don't. Because I saw, like, in that era, there was, like, cases of, like, teacher getting arrested for, like, you know, having sex with students.
Bro, it happened.
That's pretty crazy. And
especially that year, I think it was that year where they found this teacher who were like feeding his students with cookies made of cum.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
No way.
No shit. No way, bro.
I don't believe
that.
No,
for real.
Just
a case. There's like, yo, for real.
Miss, please, can you pass me
some? Yeah, for real.
Please, miss, can you pass me more Oreos?
They're like homemade cookies. And he jizzed on it.
Bro.
He did cookies, and he jizzed on it. And I was like,
bro, yo, if I found that out, bro, you do not know what I would do to that teacher, bro. I would literally.
Bro, that teacher
him.
Is serving life.
Literally. Bro. Oh my
God. He's
bro. Oh my God.
Bro, that's like, fucked. I saw that's that case. So I was like, bro, that's fucked up. Like, yo, like certain
no
people.
Way.
Miss, please, can you tell me the ingredients? Like facts about this?
And
why is
so white, bro?
Yes, of course. Yeah, you have 25 like, yeah, chayos on there.
Bro, It's homemade. I made it in my bathroom.
Oh yeah, that's fine,
bro.
5 minutes.
I literally was like, I was like, damn. Why the hell are you gonna put jizz on my fucking?
Literally, bro. Like,
I see cases of like teachers saying like meet me after school, but like during class.
Yo, that's
giving your kids
what
cookies with jizz.
Cookies, bro.
And you
yo,
know what the
cookies,
fuck
come
was?
On.
They were special kids. They were not like normal kids. Like special. Yeah.
No.
Yes,
no.
Sir.
Oh, yo, no, that's messed fun. Up. That's really
yo, that
please. No.
Wait, what, bro? I don't. Oh, my God. Oh, I don't even know what to
no.
say.
I
don't
yeah,
know what
and
to
I was
say.
Like,
that's messed
like,
up. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
When I heard that, I was like, man, fuck school. I'm not going there. I'm going to be homeschool. But then my mom whooped my ass.
Homeschool?
I'd be like, I'm done.
Fuck, okay. My mom is Spanish,
bro,
so she's
I'm
like
never taking any cookies from.
Yo, imagine Andres 5 years later. He goes to Panera and then he finds the.
Excuse me, what is
the
this in my
just
bread? Like,
yes, son, you want bread?
Yeah, what's this just in my bread?
Oh yeah, it's some biscuits. 5 cents each.
It's like you go back and you're like, I didn't order any mayonnaise. And
that's
not
mayonnaise.
It's like, oh. Like, shoot.
I want extra mayonnaise.
Oh
there
my
go, bro.
God.
Why is
bro?
I'm dead, bro.
I remember that time also. No, that was not the time. There was like other cases, like, but it was in like Burger King and shit. The foot lettuce shit. The famous Burger King.
Oh, yeah.
Lettuce.
I heard about
like, that. I saw that shit. I was like, I'm never going to work at Burger King. 5 years like I'm working at Burger King.
Never. Literally.
Five
never.
Years
like.
And now he's
and
the manager.
Manager.
Oh, you're the manager.
Yes. What a twist.
No, because I saw
what
that. I
twist.
Saw that.
Bro,
no, because I hated Burger King before.
You like you don't like the food?
No,
or
I
the
I
service?
Don't like the service. I like the food. But I don't like the service because like it's not all.
Yo, I can imagine that moment of Andres like being like. Like
I'm
him as a
there.
Child being like, oh no, I hate Burger King. Oh no.
Six
and then
later,
6 years
I'm
later, he's just frying and he's like, oh shit. Back. Oh
shit, with
I'm
my
back.
With my like the bun shirt and shit, like the manager and shit. Nah. But yeah, it was like no,
oh
because,
shit,
like,
now
I
have to make kebabs.
I saw that and I was like, that's fucked. I'm not gonna work there. 5 years later, I'm working Burger King. You know, like it was like me, what
Which one you work at?
The one that is,
like, did you work at the new one next to
No, I work at the one that's in Old Town Celebration, where the fun spot is.
Oh, Celebration.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. I'm gonna pull up there and be like, "Where's Andres?"
I'll be like,
"Oh, like, he's gonna be famous." Like, hey, oh, you know Giancarlo Dobrik?
I'll be like with the blue mask, like, "Hey, what's up? Who's calling me? What's the square up?" No, yep. It's like I don't like the food. I like the food, but I don't like the treatment. Mm. But I'm not saying all Burger King. There's like some Burger King that like they treat you like horrible. But the place, I was like received horrible was Popeyes, especially Popeyes. Because one time during my cousin was like, "Yo, I'm gonna eat Popeyes." I'm like, "Okay, cool. I'm gonna try the sandwich." We pulled to the drive thru and the girl's like, "Hold on a second!" Like that scream. "Hold on a second!" I'm like,
"Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
yep." The first time I ever went to Popeyes, I had the same experience, but like, bro, it was the newest Popeyes that opened up, and like since it was new, all the kids from school and everything worked there. Bro, for one sandwich, bro, I waited like 45 minutes.
I waited like
yo.
And they were giving attitude and everything, and I'm like, "Bro, I know you from school. Why are you talking to me like that?"
Yo, don't okay. I don't know about you guys, but I love with all my life Chick-fil-A.
Bro, Chick-fil-A is the shit, bro. Like
it's fire, bro. Those
I'm not crazy about chicken sandwiches, but Chick-fil-A.
No, I'm crazy.
Chick-fil-A?
About
fries, yeah. Bro,
the waffle fries.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A.
Shout out to Corina Cuff, bro.
Hey, shout out.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Hey, look, if you want to collab, hit us up, please.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Come on, man. We're Christians here.
Yeah.
Well, not me, but
yes.
Wait,
well,
what?
Wait, I mean,
you imagine Brandon, he's like, "I'm Muslim."
I'm Muslim. And then like, we go back 5 minutes and they're like, "Yeah, these people aren't Christian.
They're not
Christian." Everything we're talking about.
Guys, rewind.
But yeah, when I pull up to Popeyes, they're like, "Hold on a second." I'm like, "Okay, cool." And they're like, "What you want?" I'm like, "God damn.
What
like,
you want?"
Like, this is no racial shit, like, but I thought it was a black woman because, like, her tone. When I go to the window,
her tone.
It was this, like, white-ass woman. I was like, "What the fuck? That was your voice?"
What the
hell? She was, like, talking like, "Uh-huh. What else? You want some fries?"
Oh, yeah. What is going
on? Yo, and talking about bad attitude and everything. Shit. Yo, I was one day with this child, just babysitting her.
What?
And he was and his parents are like low key rich.
Oh,
so I'm
poor, send money.
Rich kid, man.
So yeah, so he was so the child was crying and he was like, "Oh my," okay, because the parents gave him like some like the Miami Heat T-shirt and all that. And he was like, "Oh my god, I can't believe it!" And then he's just crying. He's like, "Dad, can I get an Xbox for Christmas?" What? I'm like, what?
Xbox? Went from a T-shirt to an Xbox.
Yeah, the child was like crying. He's like, "And can I get an Xbox for Christmas?" And then, like, out of nowhere, like his tears just disappeared.
He's like, when Xbox, he said that, okay, I'm good.
I'm good.
Yo,
it's like that meme. It's like that meme where like I saw this guy was like crying and then his tear comes up again. Like, oh shit.
Yeah, Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs. The cop is crying and it just goes back to his eye.
Okay, bye. Nah.
Yep.
No, I don't like
these kids, man.
Like not all of them, but like the little ones. They always like talk shit.
The little ones
like talk shit about like, "Oh, where's your dad?" I'm like, "Dad? What else?" No, he's not dead, but I was like fucking him around like, "He's dead? Why?" "Oh, my dad is in California." I'm like, "What, you want a cookie?" "Oh, I got the Travis Scott burger." "What, you want a cookie?" "Oh, I got the new Xbox."
"A homemade cookie?
Want a fucking cookie?" Like, fuck out of here. But I hate my cousin, like little cousin, but I like my older cousin. They're like, "Oh, you want to fight?" I'm like, "Bro, let's do some WWE shit. I'm The Rock. What's up?"
Bro, I can't even. And Andres is Big Show.
Oh, hell yeah. I fucking shake my hair. Do the goatee. Like, come on. The
Big Yo. Show.
Oh my God.
I'm done.
I kick open the door. I'm John Cena. I'm like, "I'm John Cena."
I'm don't go see Austin shit. Yeah.
Oh, man. I used to do that when I was little. All the WWE stuff.
Bro, I know one day I was living in my apartment, in my other apartment, like,
mm-hmm.
near Plaza del Sol, in Villa del Sol, and dude, my mom just bought this like it's like como una like como una escalera, yeah, something like that.
And you climbed it?
And yo, and I put a pillow in the bed, and I was like, and I was like exactly dressed for yeah, for yo, and I don't, bro, and my mom, because my mom was a house, yeah, like working as a housekeeping, yeah, yeah, there in a right hotel, and she found a Triple H shirt, and I have it. I think I have it. Yeah, I need to check, bro. And I put it on. I was like, "Oh my god!" And I was just jumping, bro, like, I just, to the bed and doing, bro. I was doing backflips and everything. Like, bro, was so crazy.
I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one. When I was a kid, I was like, I was pretending like my pillow was like my opponent. I like beat the shit out of the pillow and do like kind of like a
yeah,
FU or like the rock bottle and shit. I did that shit, and my mom looked at me. She boy, get the fuck out of my room.
Yo, get up. Yo, one day I was just like, you know, saltando de las escaleras, and and then like I was on the top and I jumped to the bed, and I don't know how, like somehow I bounced back,
bro,
y like me di contra la pared, and I was like, fuck, oh shit. And when I was on the floor, like instead of crying and all that, I was like imitating the los comentaristas, being like, "Oh my god, the car is down," and I'm like, "No,
yo, one time,
like doing two voices at the same time."
One time, my cousin and I went to WrestleMania. I think it was WrestleMania 24. Uh-huh. I think was it. After that, I went to my cousin's house. So we were playing. I think it was SmackDown versus Raw 2007. I remember. And my cousin was like, yo, let's fight. I'm John Cena. I was like, okay, I'm Shawn Michaels. Let's fight.
Shawn Michaels, I can see
Shawn Michaels. I mean, I told my cousin to borrow like the blonde wig so that I could pretend to be Shawn Michaels. And I go there and they put like the theme song and I'm acting like Shawn Michaels. And my cousin gave me like a left hook and I started to cry and I fucking beat the shit out of him. Until my uncle's game, he's like, "What the fuck are you guys doing?" I'm like, "Wrestling."
Yo, oh,
yo, he turns into another character.
Yeah, so it's like I'm not the sexy boy. I'm like the crying boy. I'm the crybaby and shit, beating the shit out of my cousin.
Oh my god!
Especially like the indie shit. You ever see the mm-hmm. death match? Like they hit himself with like light tubes and shit, or with saw, bro. I saw that shit. I was like,
yeah,
God damn, that shit's dope. That shit's dope. I imagine.
Oh my god,
he's doing a death match, bro. He'd be crying, bro, the whole match.
Dude,
like, yeah. Like, just know.
Yo. I remember one day when I used to live in Miami. Yo, I remember like this day. Like I was with these kids. And in the pool, oh my bro, trying to make a WWE match in the pool is the best thing ever. Like, okay, so we were like outside the pool and we're just like just slapping, like just like not even punching, like just slapping, so like that it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Yo, so I don't like bro, I just got out of control. Like I was like, because that okay, so these kids just basically like slapped me like in the face and I was like, oh, I'm gonna get him. And dude, okay, so you know Roman Reigns,
the man, yeah,
yeah,
so you know the trick that he does, like he just like tackle the shit out of him.
So
yeah, dude, I was really like running, so I distanced myself from him, and because that was like a lot of kids just fighting. So I just like distanced from him and I was looking at him, and then when he was free, I just started running and I fucking talked him like the shit out of him and got him into the pool. Bro, and the only thing you can hear is like
the water.
Like that, like when your body touched him, I was like, bro, and I knew that.
Do you remember when I went to your house, the new one, and we were like doing like the wrestling shit? And you guys was like, who's gonna face Andre? They're like, Giancarlo, like the skinny one versus the fat one. Okay, that's cool.
Oh yeah, what the fuck? Hell no. Like, guys wanted to fight to make a luchita with Andres. And he's like no. Bro, he's like 150 pounds over me.
I'm
100 and something. What are you talking bro, about? Like, that's exactly what I said.
Alex. It was Alex or it was Ellie? I don't know who was it. Alex. Yeah, Alex. I think it was like, Alex. Fighting for like an hour. And you guys are like, let's do a sneak, like, let's do a sneak attack. I'm like, who's going to do a sneak attack? And sneak attack. Like, no, not me. You're like backing down, like, no, not me.
Yeah, it's like, oh, hell no. Yeah, I was like, nah,
like,
I'm not.
You're like, you want to do a sneak attack? And I turn around, he's like, that. Oh, no, not me. I'm just watching my phone. Fuck that. I just want yeah.
So
you ever did like, RKO? Yeah. You ever did like, RKO in the pool and went wrong?
No, they did. No, they did to me too many times. RKO like back in 2016.
They did me an RKO that fucking broke. I didn't broke, but it hurt my neck so bad because they did it, and when it splashed, I felt like my neck was like broken. And I was like so pissed. I wanted to fucking hit him. And I was like, Andres, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. I'm just swimming.
Nothing, mom. I'm just chilling.
I'm just chilling. I feel like my neck was broken. And when I see, it was not broken, but it hurt a lot. I'm like, yeah.
It hurt. Yeah.
So that's why if you're going to do an RKO, go square up. Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much.
Giancarlo, you gotta say something?
Sir. Yeah, man, good times.
Wait, I'm gonna try to send the video to you guys. So that you can see what I did to that kid.
Whoa. Fuck that kid.
No, but that was like a long time
ago. Do you ever have the like the wrestling ring bed? I wanted to have
No, that's cool.
I never had the bed. That's actually
cool.
Pretty sick. I'd buy that now.
One time, I was nine years old, and I went to Toys R Us. R.I.P. Toys R Us. And I was going to buy an action figure because that year came, I think it was the Legends, like the Ultimate Warriors and like Hulk Hogan. I was going to go buy it, and then I see like it was like a bed, but it was like a ring. So I was like, Mom, I want to buy it. And she was like, no, that's $400. I'm gonna buy you shit. I'm just gonna buy you the toys. I'm like, fuck. I didn't say fuck, but I was like, dang it. I want to have it.
Dang like, it, Mom.
I want to have it. But it was so cool. Nowadays, I see how like, bro, I sleep in there. I can break it. Like I sit down. Dead. That's it.
Bro.
Yo.
Bro, that's crazy if you talk about wrestling right now.
Oh my god.
I was watching earlier. I was watching NXT. But not like right now. I was watching like the best matches. Yeah, I was watching Tommaso Ciampa versus Johnny Gargano, a grunge match. I was like, god damn, this guy like they gave it all. Like they hitting this up like kendo sticks and shit. Like the knee bracelet. Like fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm honestly not into like WWE anymore. Like,
I'm not either.
I'm into indie shit, but like, there's sometimes like WWE has good matches, but not all of them. That was back in the day.
Yeah. Back in the days was best. Now,
Roman Reigns is a heel right now. I'm like, okay, what else? Where's John Cena?
Yep.
Yeah. Where's John Cena?
Bro, I miss John Cena. Shit. Yeah, I remember John Cena was like the face of WWE. Now the face is...
He was the face of WWE.
The Rock? Remember The Rock?
Nah, yeah, but I remember Rock like too. 2005 to like 2012, something like that. John Cena was like the face. You seen in serials and action figures and movies, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, everything. I remember when I saw The Undertaker for the first time. I was like, fuck.
But like in real life or like?
Like shit.
Oh, this is scary. Like, in real life or
like in a match?
I was like in a match. I was like,
yeah, damn, you saw him in real life.
Like, yeah, because he comes out with all that black clothing, yeah, and then the hoodie,
and
right?
He did like the eye rolling.
Yeah. And I was like, oh no, I'm never facing.
I like the meme. Like, this guy's like, finally, I got the world title. Now who's gonna be my next opponent? And then the Undertaker theme song comes. He's like, oh shit, I'm out.
Doom.
I'm like, I'm out. No, I got scared when I saw Kane, his brother. Like also.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot about him too. I was like,
this guy's big.
What about that?
This guy's like huge, bro. And then like he chokeslammed the Undertaker. I was like, what? What's going on here? And then like, nah, they were brothers and shit.
Yeah. Well,
half brothers. And then
Yeah.
But you got scared of the Undertaker? To me that was like, yeah.
But I was scared.
Like old school, like, not new school. New school, like old and shit. You're like,
bleh. Yo, I remember in Spain when WWE is like was like low key famous, and I was like, bro, just fighting with these guys in lunch. I was like, oh yeah, what the fuck? And bro, kids will make a like the ring, but sitting down, like they do like the rectangle, right, and everything.
Uh huh.
Sitting down.
I imagine the commentary.
A human ring.
Table.
Yeah.
A human ring. Yeah.
Like, Hostia. Something like that.
That's pretty
hostia,
dope, bro.
Hostia. Qué chungo. Something like that.
Te voy a pegar, eh? Te voy a pegar. No. Pero, bro. Oh, my God. Like, yo. We're, like, fighting, like, so, like, dude. Like, so bad. We're like, oh, yeah. And we're just punching, like, our backs. Like, oh yeah, yes, bro. Oh,
did the teachers come out and be like where they're like, hey, hey.
The principal was like, hey, ¿qué cojones estás haciendo? Gilipollas. Todo el mundo para afuera.
Nah, when you like have beef with somebody, they're like, meet me after school, and they go like the local park. No, they go
the spot,
school, park, and they're like, they take like their shirt, like, hey, what's up, man? What's up? But in Minnesota, like, que lo que, mama huevo? Like, what's up, fucker? Like, come on, let's fight, bro. They hit if you see the fights, they put like their fist in their in her face, and the other is like swinging, like, wait, what's up? You wanna fight? Like, that's not square enough, bro. Like, you just wanna get hit. That's it. I saw this
pretty much
like this kid. I think it was his first fight because he was like squaring. He's even spraying out with like his hand in his face, and he's like, "What's up?" And they hit like a left hook in his jaw. He's like knocked out. I was like, "Bro, it was like 5 seconds, bro." I'm going to my house.
Yo, guys, I think we're gonna finish up here. 53 minutes.
Not bad, bro.
This episode, to be honest.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. In my opinion, bro, this was my favorite podcast,
for real,
bro. Yo, this podcast was too fucking funny, man.
Yeah, guys, have you ever heard of? Okay, just to finish off, and I'm gonna finish like just gonna say like I just wanna go with Burning Man, boom, and I'm just gonna go there, and then the song that is gonna be like the outro is gonna be that song. I'm gonna put it.
Watch out with the copyright, though.
So. No, it's all right. It's a fair use policy. So
fair use policy.
That's my boy.
Yo, yes.
Yeah, man. I had a good time, man.
Bro, you never heard like that song? Like, I just wanna go to Burning Man.
Dick.
Ding!
Oh, I saw it on your story.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. That was you? Yeah, I was like, what is this?
Like, who's that guy? Funny. Who's that song?
Guys. So, yeah.
Man. I was
just
like,
just take care. And don't do anything stupid. If you want to do something stupid,
record it and send it to us.
Yes, please.
Follow me on Bandcamp.
And we're going to be back in a few weeks, probably next month. I'm going to upload the first IGTV series. And como les prometí, en enero, we're coming back with the fucking blocks, bro.
Yo,
yes, sir, I'm back.
Stay tuned to December 7th.
I think I'm gonna have a special vlog that I'm gonna put it on my Instagram. So yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm celebrate my birthday. Let's go. And yeah, guys. Take care.
Let's go, bro.
And yeah, that's pretty much it. Bye.
All right, man. I'll see you guys. Take care.